Thank you for spending another midweek moment with WPT. Before we get started, a word from our sponsor.
Hello, WPT. We are excited to partner with you in providing quality benefits at lower prices. We are thrilled to introduce a new program that will complement your current health coverage. It has a direct effect on reducing healthcare spending with a proven return on investment. We have found this program is excellent at attracting and retaining quality employees while helping to drive better health outcomes. And the cost of the plan builds out at no cost to you. We're excited to present this opportunity to the members of WPT Incorporated. Security Plus LLC has been reducing the cost of employee benefits across the country for decades, and we'd like to add you to that growing list of satisfied customers.
Well, hello and welcome back. I'm Paul Rozeski. Today is the 24th of April, 2024. Happy Wednesday to you and happy International Noise Awareness Day. Speaking of noise, easy segue. We have plenty of politics topics that we could touch on, but I'll save that for a later podcast. For now, let's just focus on the fact that it's an awesome time. Threat of overnight frost aside, temperatures are consistently stretching into the 50s these days, and plenty of people have made their first attempt at springtime stuff, like golf, getting some biking in, taking advantage of the sunshine. I've even seen the telltale hills of mulch dropped on suburban driveways, a rite of spring in Wisconsin. Hopefully, the rain will mostly stay away this weekend and you can make the most of it, because the forecast is saying the temps will get into the 70s Saturday and Sunday. It's the kind of stuff that we look forward to in February. That being said, let's get one step closer to the weekend by jumping into some news together. First off, in case you missed it, let's go back to one of the articles in the Weekly Insider, the every Monday email newsletter from WPT to its membership. In the "You can't make this stuff up" category, we have the energy industry. Let's go back 2 weeks to Friday, April 12th. That's when We Energy submitted an official request with the Wisconsin Public Service Commission to get their approval for rate increases that We Energy would like to see in 2025 and 2026. Don't get me wrong. Lots of businesses have regularly increased prices over the past few years as inflation has continued to affect things. I get that. And I'm not judging. I'm just going to give the numbers. In 2023, We Energies requested a rate increase totaling $131 million and were permitted an $86 million increase, which took effect this year. According to Urban Milwaukee, that $86 million was a 2.3% increase, much less than the 9.2% the year before, and much less than they asked for on Friday. Here is where I'll start to get judgy. The energy utility is asking for an increase three times bigger than the one they got this year, asking for $240.7 million of rate increase that would take effect next year, and another $177.9 million for 2026. Part of my frustration is because everyone's energy bills have gone up substantially, and I don't think anyone's expecting them to go down anytime soon, but this is looking like quite the opposite. If you think that's bad, get a load of this. 6 days after We Energies asked to have multiple years of considerable rate increases, its parent company, WEC Energy Group, a publicly traded company on the New York Stock Exchange, proudly announced a quarterly cash dividend of 83.5 cents per share on the company's common stock. But wait, there's more. The press release goes on to brag, and I quote, "This marks the 327th consecutive quarter dating back to 1942 that the company will have paid a dividend to its stockholders." Congratulations. Not only have you kept the streak alive, but also because you won my nomination for the awkward timing, tone-deaf, public relations fail of the month. In other news, I wanted to share this one so I stay on the theme of that does not look good for you and you only have yourself to blame. we turn our attention to Harvard University. To their credit, they conducted an internal investigation which led them to recommend someone be held accountable and get fired. Good for them. They aren't the ones with egg on their face. That honor goes to Francesca Gino because Harvard's investigation found that her work contained manipulated and falsified data. You think that's bad? Get a load of this. The case has captivated researchers and the public alike because Gino is known for her research into the reasons people lie and cheat. Congratulations, because you won my vote for the awkward, my career is destroyed beyond repair, ironic public relations fail of the month. In other news, and circling back to our friends in the energy sector, I will give some context to my frustration. First, I'll share a nationwide poll taken a few weeks ago at the beginning of April found / confirmed that 76% of respondents say their incomes have been falling behind and not keeping up with inflation over the past year, let alone the years prior to that. An unfortunate reality, and if the energy sector gets their way, it ain't getting better anytime soon. Second, recently talking with someone definitely tenured and connected in the Capitol, their perspective on the situation was that if you were a contract lobbyist last session in Madison and weren't hired to help represent the energy lobby, you should probably be looking for a new line of work because they were hiring everybody. It's a funny exaggeration, but it sure made the point that was widely observed everywhere in the Capitol. They were a very active lobbying voice this session. Interestingly enough, even though they flexed their muscle as a deep-pocketed 800-pound gorilla, their bill and their initiative died in committee. Unfortunately, that means it's reasonable to expect more of the same. The things we already covered: rate increases, dividends to stockholders, and billable hours from contract lobbyists, all paid for by the kilowatt hour. In closing, I will leave you with a quote from Benjamin Franklin, a motto for all of us that aren't deep-pocketed 800-pound gorillas. Energy and persistence conquer all things. Have a great second half of your weekend. As always, thanks for listening. Wisconsin Property Taxpayers, Inc. is a nonpartisan membership organization consisting of thousands of small business, farm, and homeowner members in every spring-loving corner of the state. Founded in 1985, the organization is committed to providing its members with up-to-date information, legislative advocacy, and exclusive cost-saving benefits. Find out how to join at wptonline.org/join.